Thomas Moore has had quite the journey in recent years. A 71-year-old former construction carpenter from Oakville, he first made headlines in 2023 when he shared his experience of living in his pickup truck for nearly a year in the Rio Center Shopping Plaza parking lot. Moore, who was also a former CEO of a large corporation, lost his left leg to sepsis and his Bancroft retirement home to family debt inherited as the executor of his late father's will, leaving him homeless. Since then, his family launched a fundraiser to support his ongoing needs. By early 2024, Moore faced dire challenges. He was at risk of losing his right leg and searching for long-term housing that could accommodate his wheelchair. Organizations like Creating Hopes Canada offered assistance, inviting him to India for a prosthetic limb. However, his ability to accept the offer was hindered by his health. He was at risk of losing his other leg. Everything changed in March 2024 when Moore moved into Deborah's home, an independent residence in Milton for adults with disabilities. "My life has been saved and altered," he said of the home, which provides accessible living spaces and 24/7 support from personal caregivers. Initially hesitant to accept the offer, Moore reflected on his previous experience with housing provided by Halton Region. "Halton Region promised they would look after me. All that is just talk and hearsay," he said. At Deborah's home, Moore found stability and a sense of community. He particularly values the staff's dedication. "They care deeply. They're very heartwarming and take their time to listen and have conversations." Moore says this new living arrangement has significantly improved his health, allowing him to avoid losing his right leg. "It's basically allowed me to heal," he shared. Oakville News began following Thomas's story 2 years ago, back in summer 2023 when he was still living in his truck. Read more here. Thomas Moore's battle for a second chance. However, Moore continues to face challenges as he works toward acquiring a prosthetic limb and resuming rehabilitation. Earlier in 2024, he was deemed ineligible for a prosthetic at West Park Healthcare Center due to complications with his leg stump. Recently, the War Amps connected him with Freedom Prosthetics, which may provide a solution. "The next hurdle is transportation that is affordable and accessible for wheelchair users." Moore says he would have to travel to Woodbridge to try on the prosthetic limb and do his rehabilitation at Sunnybrook Hospital in North York. "A one-way trip alone would take 3 hours and would be costly," he says. "If you take a handicap vehicle to any of these places, it's about $150 one way. Per trip, that's $300, he said. "If you do rehab 3 times a week, you can see how that compiles." It's obstacles like transportation that reminds Moore just how eye-opening of an experience he has had now being in a wheelchair. "Everything is a challenge," he said. Reflecting on his life before the wheelchair, Moore expressed frustration over how easily people with disabilities are overlooked. "I was in the construction business for 52 years, he said. "Once you're injured, nobody wants to know your name. It's very disheartening," Moore said of the time he put into work and building his reputation as a reliable carpenter. "You put yourself there, you work Christmases and Easters. It costs me 2 marriages because I was working at the time, 18-hour days, never home, 7 days a week. Despite some of the ongoing challenges, Moore is determined to live a life with dignity, which he says is possible now, thanks to the support at Deborah Housing. "It's a light in the darkness. This is what this place represents. It's a light in the darkness which creates hope," he said. "Without hope, life is meaningless."